Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
So, I just found out that we have a new ruler on who is racist and who isn't. I know, rapper Lil Durk is now the person in charge. He decides whether you're racist or not. Now, rapper Lil Durk has said that Morgan Wallen, remember him? He was one of the top 10 people on Google's most Googled people in the U.S. this year, or this past year, 2021, because of his racist calling his homeboy the N-word as they were drunk and outside. But rapper Lil Durk has decided that, hey, Morgan Wallen isn't canceled, okay? He's a friend of mine. Sure, he used the N-word. So, sure, he faced massive backlash. But he still was recording stuff and doing everything. It was just, I don't know that he really, that really hurt him that much. But people, you know, started pulling the plug on Morgan. But nah, he ain't no racist. That's my boy, according to Lil Durk. So there you go. We're good. Morgan Wallen is not racist. And if you think you're racist, contact Lil Durk and he'll decide whether you're racist or not. And that's the way it goes. So good news. Lil Durk is the keeper of who is racist and who isn't. Can we get Lil Durk on the phone? Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Okay, so I'm reading this story about Siegfried and Roy. Remember them? Not Roy. It's not Siegfried and Roy. It wasn't Siegfried and Roy. Although, anyway. So, you remember them. They're both dead now, sadly. They've both passed away. I know. Dry your eyes. So, apparently there's a Apple TV Plus podcast coming out called Wild Things, Siegfried and Roy. It premieres next week. With and it, they're talking about the tragic night. Now, you remember, you know, way back in 2003 when Roy was attacked by his tiger, right? Well, apparently there's conspiracy theories around this, and they think that it could possibly have not been an accident the way that this, the way that it happened. Really strange. And this whole story goes into, it's going to be, I'm kind of excited to watch it. Be worth watching. Maybe after the first, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, I'll be done with Siegfried and Roy. Because they were like the beginning of, they started the New Vegas. I mean, they were the ones that, you know, brought on, they brought the big show to Vegas with the animals and magicians and magic. It was really funny. Now, one of the things that it talks about that night, and I didn't realize how really bad it was. They, and he'd been injured with animals before, but he, you know, they'd been worked with animals for forever. Now, and the, at the night, it was the day after his birthday, and they had partied and partied and partied. And so they're wondering if he smelled different, if his breath was different. There was, there were people in the audience. They brought in all kinds of investigators and terror investigators to figure out if this was a you know, an actual murder other or just an accident. And so far it's been just, you know, an accident. All the parties involved are dead now. The tiger's gone. Siegfried and Roy is gone. But anyway, they talked about that night. So the cat, the night of the incident, Manicor, that's the tiger, missed his mark on stage, stepped toward the front row, and became confused as Horn pulled him back. The tiger grabbed Horn's arm in his mouth. Horn swatted his microphone on the tiger's head, executing a secondary command of obey, which was release, and the tiger did. And then placed the paw on Horn's foot. So he released the bite on his arm, but he stepped his paw on Horn's foot. Horn tripped backward, and the tiger loomed over him. So Manicure then pounced. Teeth ripped into Horn's neck. He was dragged 30 feet off stage, unable to breathe and gushing blood. Stagehands sprayed Manicure with a fire extinguisher. Didn't work. Next, they started to beat him with the fire extinguisher. That worked. He let go. By then, Horn had torn his master's, the jugular vein was torn, and missed the main artery. So he was, he was okay. He lived. They rushed him to the hospital. And there was a videotape of it, but it's only been seen by a few people. It has not been released to the public. Huh. So it may have been wild animals reverting to them, or, it could have been a way to murder him. They talked about a lady that was different in the crowd that had a big hairdo that could have snuck in some kind of spray. It's gonna be fun. The conspiracy theory around the tiger attack for Siegfried and Roy. But what a life. I mean, these guys had a tremendous life, man. And then when they started in Vegas, it was the big thing. I mean, they were pulling in some cash. Man, they were one of the first big shows. And they first started in, I think in the article it talks about how they first started in the mob torn Vegas. What are they? The mobbed up joints. Like the Tropicana and the Stardust. Then at the Frontier, and finally at the Mirage. The Mirage said, yeah, come on. They were making, they were making like $45, $50 million a year. It's incredible. So they were the, in fact, one publisher of the Las Vegas Advisor said that they were part of flicking the switch from old Vegas to new. Just amazing. So anyway, I'm looking forward to this thing. I want to see the conspiracy behind it. Someone sprayed death to Roy spray in the air. It set the tiger off, and he was there to kill Roy. Except it didn't work. It was the day a magician almost died. Well, it is Fat Pile Friday, so welcome to it on Chewing the Fat. Thank you for coming along for the ride today. For those of you listening live, it is the 7th. Of January 2022. Wow, January 7th. That means tomorrow is the 8th. Thank you. I can count. Which means it's, the anniversary of the birth of Elvis Presley, the king, baby. Hello. And David Bowie, we found out the other day. So I was doing the Bowie selling his music collection for it. They approximated that at $250 million. You had to pay more for that. David Bowie's collection? Are you kidding me? I mean, he had 26. I got to find the story now. He had 26. I'm trying to think. 26, 26. I got to find the story now. Hold on, that I did on Chewing the Fat Wednesday with Pat. Yeah, okay. He had 26 studio albums. He had one album released posthumously called Toy. He had two studio albums from Tin Machine with tracks released as singles from soundtracks and other projects. And they're saying that it could be worth more than $250 million. And so when I went down the list of some of the other musicians and bands that are selling their stuff, I mean, if you've got some content, now's the time. Now is the time, man. This company, Mercatus Hypnosis Songs Fund Limited, I don't know where they got their money from, unless it's Merc, huh? But they bought the Red Hot Chili Peppers music. They bought half of Neil Young's worldwide copyrighted income interest, 100% of Lindsey Buckingham's publishing rights, Kristen McVie's catalog rights, along with, and they bought my favorite, and more, over the past year. Sony Entertainment paid $500 million for Paul Simon stuff. Wow. Dylan got a couple hundred million, at least. Tina Turner sold her music rights to BMG. Warner Music bought 300 Entertainment, which is the label behind, I don't have to tell you, I'm just reminding you, Young Thug and Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know word on Lil Durk. But then Stevie Nicks sold her stuff 80%. She didn't sell it all. She kept 20. 80% stake in her catalog for at least $100 million. I mean, now's the time. So my point was is that David Bowie's stuff is worth more than $250 million, right? Because they just paid what's-his-face. Oh, you know. Dingleberry from Jersey. Springsteen. $500 million. They gave him $500 million. Come on now. Springsteen is worth more than David Bowie? Maybe. You can make that argument, I guess. I saw an interview with Billy Joel. I think he was on with Stern. And Stern was talking to him about selling his rights. And he was like, ooh, those are like my children. But if somebody came to me with $1 billion, it'd be tough to turn down. Right? Yeah. I mean, I would say that Billy could get more than $1 billion for his catalog. Oh, man. Billy Joel, Elton John. Now you're talking about more than Elton and Billy both. But, I mean, what a great, you know, I saw them both live. It was both tremendous. It was really a great show. Well worth more than $1 billion. I'll give you that right now. I'll give him $1 billion right now. Billy, call me. We'll work out a deal with Merck, Meridius, Hypnosis Songs Limited Fund. See if they can pull down some Billy Joel money. No problem. Oh, I don't even know where I was headed. Oh, I was just welcoming you to the show. Yeah, that's right. It's the 7th of January, 2022. Which means tomorrow's the 8th. It's a happy birthday to the king. Right. That's how I got there. So anyway, remember the lady that we talked about that was selling her farts, claiming that she was making 50 grand a month? 50 grand a month for that in jars? I mean, jars, I guess in today's world, are expensive. So you got some overhead and some underhead. You can go ahead and just write your own jokes. Just stop. But she's been selling her farts, claiming to make 50 grand a month. And she's some kind of Stephanie Motto. She's a reality star, too. I guess I should probably know who she is, but I don't. But sad news for Stephanie. If you were looking for the latest fart jar from Stephanie. Ooh. Yeah, that one's going to cost you a lot more. She had to go to the hospital because she said that she thought she was having a stroke. I thought I was having a stroke and these were my final moments. Apparently, doctors have said you've been eating way too many beans and eggs. And the foods that you've been eating are contributing to the gas. And they triggered the symptoms. So she needs to slow down. So if you, so the orders are on back order. I'm just telling you, you might want to, don't think you're going to get a shipment for a little while of the new jar of farts. So don't waste the ones you have. If you're a big Stephanie Motto fart purchasing person, not real sure why you would do that. You know what? I don't want to judge. Think how expensive that jar would be. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink. We're already talking about entertainment. Oh, yeah, there we go, baby. Oh. So good. So, I mean, there's so much to talk about in the break room. So let's just get to it. First, who died today? Who died today? Breaking news today on Chewing the Fat, brand new right now as we are recording this. Sidney Poitier, dead. Is it Poitier? Porter? Sidney Poitier? I'm going to make sure I pronounce it right. I don't want to.
I know this. It's not Poitier.
And it's not Porter. It's Sidney
Poitier?
Okay. Sure. I mean,
Amorphophallus.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not it. I'm pretty sure it's not Sidney Amorphophallus. But he was 94. So congratulations to Sidney for finally passing on. What do you say? It's sad news. He was the first, and I love this, he's no longer just the first African-American, the first black man to win an Oscar. No. Well, first of all, he's not African-American. But he is the first black and Bahamian man to win Best Actor. So he was automatically granted U.S. citizenship after being unexpectedly born in Miami while his parents were visiting in 1927. So he's an anchor baby. He's one of the first ones. So he grew up in the Bahamas, moved to America when he was 15. And then, then he was in his Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and In the Heat of the Night, Lilies of the Field. They called me, what was his name again?
Mr. Tibbs?
Yeah, they called me Mr. Tibbs. Sidney Porter, dead at 94. Oh, yeah, and somebody else died, too, yesterday. Peter Porter.
Amorphophallus.
Peter Bogdanovich, or Peter Porter, as we lovingly call him. He passed away, too. He was 82. And, I mean, you remember him from The Sopranos. And same stuff that I said about Peter, or Poitier, or whatever his name is, Sidney. Same stuff I said about him. That's the same stuff that Bogdanovich gets to. Same thing. He's an Oscar winner. Okay. I remember him in The Sopranos. He got to play a psychiatrist guy on The Sopranos, so it was worth a watch. Anyway, sad news. Apparently he passed away with complications to Parkinson's disease. That's just such a horrible disease. I don't wish that on anyone. I really don't. But I'm confused at, I guess, complications from Parkinson's. I don't know what that... Okay, I want to make a joke, but then I don't want to make the joke. Because anybody that says, don't you know Parkinson's disease is the terrible? I know, but what are the complications? I mean, other than just shaking. Don't look at me like that. Just stop. So back to Sidney Porter for a second. I mean, the guy married twice. He's got 6 children, 8 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren. He married twice, the first time to Juanita Hardy for 5 years after his affair. He had a big, long 9-year affair with singer Diane Carroll. And then he married Canadian actor Joanna Shimkus in 1976. They stayed together for the remainder of his life. But I forgot about this. He served as a diplomat in 1997. So I guess it was just a diplomat for a year. He was named ambassador of the Bahamas to Japan. Oh, no, he was there for 10 years. 2007. He was there for 10 years. Okay. So what happened then in 2007? He was probably done with it. It's a grueling job to be the ambassador of the Bahamas to Japan. It's a tough gig. By 2007, he was just beat and worn down. All right, just stop. All right, just move on. We're in the break room. Kanye West and Billie Eilish are going to headline the 2022 Coachella Festival in April in Indio, California. That's something to look forward to there, huh? And California, the health officials are saying now that the Super Bowl will remain in Los Angeles. Yeah, they were not going to give it up to Dallas, man. They'll be okay with people actually dying to keep the Super Bowl in L.A. and so at SoFi. I mean, no. No problem. Let's move it to Dallas. Oh, you guys are to shut down for COVID? No problem. We'll move it to Dallas. No, we're fine. We'll just block out. SoFi will be his own country for Super Bowl week. I can guarantee you that. No way they give that up. But I'm all for it. The NFL should just say, look, if you're gonna hose us like that and make, you know, put restrictions on us, we'll go to Dallas. We'll take it to AT&T. Or you can go back to Florida, too. Tampa, take it again, too. That would be awesome. And just that we were talking about people, you know, buying stuff up. The New York Times just bought the news sports subscription. Sports news subscription. The Athletic, $550 million. Okay. Congratulations. That's great. Love that. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can always email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. I was going through the emails last night, and I ran across an email from Jeremy, who a little ticked off at me. And I'm like, Jeremy, what, you know, calm down, bro. I mean, that's what I emailed him back. Calm down, bro. Yellowstone was underwhelming because one person died? I'll grant you, it should have been 2 hours, but Jimmy bringing the fiance into the bunkhouse and the wedding was priceless. I didn't like the Casey ending, but, you know, wishes whiny wife had a bit in the last season. Casey's whiny wife is part of the indigenous people that are out of Yellowstone, okay? So back off, all right? And you are right, though. I will give you that. I'll give you that the scene when Jimmy brought the new woman to the bunkhouse and the old woman was there was awesome. And it was a great fight scene. No question about that. It was awesome. So I agree there. The wedding. But, you know, it was underwhelming. I'm with you. You can email me all you want. I wanted more, okay? I wanted more, but thanks for emailing. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffyJFR. Message me there. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio. Message me there. You can follow me on Getter at JeffyJFR. Message me there. You know, now I'm not going to say that. Follow me on Getter at JeffyJFR, would you? I was going to say something mean, and that's not like me. Right now. So I think I need to talk to someone from Big Farm. I want to talk to someone from Big Farm because I watched a video last night from John Deere, and I'm a, you know, huge John Deere fan. And tractor. Hello, I think that was my first word. I don't know if I've ever talked about that before, but that, I was raised on a farm. Tractor was my first word, and John Deere was the tractor, man. I mean, I rode on John Deere's all my life. So I'm watching this John Deere new tractor that operates in the field without an operator in the cab. Now there's plenty of tractors that you can put in autonomous mode, but you're there. You're still behind the wheel. Now John Deere has got their tractors where you don't have to be there. It's just app run. It's got the cameras all around it. You can till. They've got, I don't know how many, I'm not sure how many implements you can use now, but for sure you can till and probably do some minor harvesting, although you probably need a human with the harvesting. But the farmers were talking about, the one guy was you know, talking about how cool it was when he's in partnership with John Deere using their stuff for, yeah, we'll partner up, no problem. I thought that you could still, I guess the tractors I was thinking of were the ones that, you know, you can satellite hook up with them so that they will plow. You can map out your field and they will plow that field the way it's supposed to be perfectly. Okay. As, you know, maybe drunken Farmer Joe doesn't quite cut the corner right. But I want to talk to someone from Big Farm. I want to know how that would work, because they're selling it as, well, we're not, I mean, farmers are struggling to find help workers, and so we're not go trying to lose, you know, workers and go against people. We just want the farmers to be able to farm and get out there. And the farmer's like, yeah, I got other stuff to do. I can till my field and, you know, I can be home with Mary taking care of a little farmer business and look at the old app and make sure the John Deere is out tilling the field. I mean, okay. Or you could be next door, you know, the farm over. You know, the days of, yeah, you can see him out in the field on the tractor because the tractor's running back there on the back 40. Nope. Nope. Farmer John is not on the tractor anymore. He's next door. Anyway, I want to talk to Big Farm. I want to find out what's going on in Big Farm and make sure that this is right. Because John Deere just settled their, you know, their union deal, so they're busy pumping out new stuff. But I think I'm a fan. But it's going to be expensive, right? So for the little guy, you know, Little Farm is in trouble. Right? I mean, the guy that needs the tractor for, I mean, I don't know how big a farm is Little Farm anymore. 100 acres, maybe? And so, I don't know, if you've got a dairy farm, what's an average dairy farm size? I got to look that up now. So if you had 100 acres and you had a dairy farm, I know you're not farming soybeans or whatever, I get it. But if you had a dairy farm with 100 acres, you couldn't do it. So the average size is 441 acres. For a dairy farm, there are 54,599 farms that had 9.5 million milking cows in 2017. Wow. 2 million farms on 900 million acres. Wow. All right, we have to talk to Big Farm. I realize the dairy farm is different. I want to get Big Farm on the line right now. I want to talk to Big Farm. Don't shrug your shoulders at me. Get Big Farm on the line. I mean it. Big Farm, are you there? I'm guessing. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, it's there. It's just about there. Come on. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Big Farm. Now, I was reminded in my ear when I'm screaming for, I want someone from Big Farm on the line. I was asked the question, who would that be? It would be this person?
I got some cattle I'm driving to town.
I don't think that's Big Farm. I mean, he pretends like he's Mr. Farmer. No, he's not. All right, so since we were, you know, talking about John Deere and their new tractor that it can run autonomously, I'm sure the tractor that I fired up probably doesn't sound like the new one. But I've had vehicles like that before, man. And it's a good feeling when it finally starts, I'll tell you that. Nothing better. I would argue there's almost nothing better than the feeling you get when that thing finally fires up, man, because you I remember one morning I was out starting my car. I had a 67 Oldsmobile. I think it was. I love that car, man. Had like a 440 engine in it. Big mother humper. It was, I love that stupid car. My first car in Florida, I drove, because I would walk for a year when I first moved to Florida because I was broke. And I finally got a car. I paid $80 for it. $80. That's where I paid $80 for it. And do you know how broke I was? I was working at, I just started working at Winn-Dixie. And one of the managers there, you know, he knew I was walking every, I was walking everywhere. I walked back and forth to work. I was living on Madeira Beach. I was working on Treasure Island. I was walking the beaches. I mean, I was, sometimes somebody would give me a ride. Most times I planned on people not giving me a ride. I was going to walk. And he goes, well, look, I got an old car, an old Oldsmobile sitting inside my house. My wife wants me to get rid of it. I'll sell it to you. And I forget what the full price was for it, but I was like, okay, but I mean, I can give you weekly payments, you know, like $20 a week until I get to the full price, but that's how I can afford it. He goes, okay. So I gave him $20 a week for a month, and he was like, just come and get it. So it cost me $80. Love that car. I made money on that car. Well, I probably broke even because I got hit parked by a drunken old white man, Sanford Oliver Pate. I'll never forget his stupid name. He was, if you're related to Sanford Oliver Pate, you know, I'm not going to apologize because he was drunk and he smashed into my parked car. It was in front of we're inside my friend's house. And I hear, bam, this big slam out in front of his house. And then Sanford Oliver Pate slammed into my tail end of my car. And I mean, it was smashed it in, the old trunk. And I had to drive it for over a year like that. I mean, I just didn't have any money. Can't fix it. And so I took it to the insurance company, his insurance company, because I don't have any insurance, I'll tell you that. And the guy comes out and he starts laughing. And I'm like, what are you laughing at, man? That's my car. He goes, well, I tell you what. He goes, you can drive it home and I'll send a tow truck and I'll pick it up, tow it out of there, and we'll be done with it. And I'll give you, $500. Or I'll give you $300. I'll write you a $300 check right now and you can drive away. Write that check, baby. I'll take the $300 and I'm out of here. You know what happened to that car also? For the first week, when I drove home, you heard this boom, 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 boom. And the one side of the car would kind of hop up a little boom, boom, boom. And I drove, I kept having to drive slower and slower until finally it wouldn't drive anymore. And so I took the hubcap off, and I hadn't done that before, which probably was a dumb thing not to do. But I finally parked it close to my work, and I was like, I can't drive it anymore. It's not driving. So I take the hubcap off, and when Sanford Oliver Pate hit me, it jacked the lugs. Jack the whatever you call them, the lug nuts, the tire, the bolts, the nuts, whatever the hell you call them on your tires, you know what I'm talking about. And so those holes in the wheel kept getting bigger and bigger because I had to get a whole new tire. A wheel. A wheel and a tire. So I probably broke even. And I used to buy used tires all the time. We'd buy, I'd go to used tire places and buy, $2 tires, $5 tires. You can't do that anymore. Sad, man. America used to be America. I've changed. I can tell you, I could drive around St. Peter. I could drive around Tampa Bay, Florida. I mean, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, the beaches. I could drive around the greater Tampa area and point out every place I changed a flat tire on, man. I drove that car for a long time, man. And just on crappy, I always had a spare in the trunk, and I was always ready to poop. hop out, jack it up, switch it out, and go. Have to stop by the used tire place, get another $2 or $3 tire, drive, have be ready for the next flat, man. I change tires all the time. Those were good days. You don't get those days back anymore. Tell you that. That's what America was, America right there. That's quite a ways from John Deere. Anyway, I was thinking about, got me thinking about the new CES awards. You know, the new stuff at CES, because a bunch of companies pulled out and they're, you know, they cut the event short this year because of COVID, Omicron. But they, you know, I was looking at the reviews of what was really good at the new CES show this year. And the best in show was this Roborock, the S7 Max V Ultra. I mean, it's just a remote vacuum cleaner. But it has a little storage box container that I guess, you know, that means it's emptying itself. And so you don't have to worry about that being emptying. You just have to empty the containers. Okay. I mean, if you don't have a wife. The best laptop, it's got in here, the new Dell. New routers. New Chromebook. Like that. New best computer accessory, the HyperX Cloud Alpha wireless gaming headset. Ooh. Might be good. The new, oh, the Samsung Neo QLED. That actually looks really nice. 8K. 8K. I can't even get 5K. All right, they're shutting it down. The airlines won't even let me get 5K. And Samsung is selling me 8K. All right. Samsung all over the CES. Man, they got the new Galaxy S21 FE. I want that. Want that bad. And they got the Chipo card, yeah. Motion blinds. I mean, okay. But if you've got a wife, and you got the Razor Blade 15, do you need the motion blinds if you have other humans in the house? I don't think so. I don't think, but computer monitors. Ooh, I would like the new sound bars, though. That's one thing I don't have that I wish I had was the sound bar. And even if you just get the bass speakers and surround. Because the house I live in now has the speakers in the ceiling, you know, so I can have, you know, surround sound. Speakers and this says four speakers in the living room ceiling, but the wires that come out to where the TV and entertainment system is, yeah, I look at it a couple. I've looked at it, you know, more than once, and I pick up that jug of wires sticking out of the wall, and I'm like, I'll stick with the TV. So, I mean, the speakers are just like new because they haven't been used, I'll tell you that. But I want a sound bar anyway. So then we have, the under the best health heading is the Withings Body Scan Scale. Boy, I bet you that's a pretty penny. So it's got four weight sensors. Okay, I don't need four weight sensors. All right, I only need one, and I already know what the sensor is going to say. Hey, thank you. It's exactly. It's not funny, by the way. I don't know why you. Anyway, and I don't want a body scan. I don't want the scale. We can't scan the entire body. Move over to the right a little bit, please. And, you are overweight. So it's got four weight sensors, 14 ITO electrodes in the base, 4 electrodes in the handle. The body scan can perform a 6-lead ECG, capture a segmental body composition analysis, and more. All of this information is then saved in a companion app that tracks your weight, assesses nerve activity, and stores all other measurements. Man, do I want that in my house. Does that sound like something you want? I mean, it is something you should have and want, but I mean, do you want the body scan thing looking at you every day? I already know the shape that this athletically overweight human being is. I got it already. I don't need the Withings body scan scale over there in the corner going. Are you going to step on me today? Are you going to step on me today? There's a shirt hanging on the stand. Take it off and then you step on me, okay? We have to assess you. Yeah, I don't want that. I do not want that. That's like, oh, no. No. No, baby. No, thank you. But, you know, if they want to be a sponsor, I'm all for it. Withings. I am 100% believer in Withings body scan. I'll tell you that. They want to be a sponsor of Chewing the Fat. I doubt, although this is a perfect reach for them, Withings body scan on Chewing the Fat. I like it. I didn't even do the story related to my car and the John Deere tractor that got me into my car story. I was just reminded because what got me thinking about that car, that Oldsmobile, which I loved, by the way, I was a free man finally with an automobile. I didn't have to depend on other human beings. I was so happy to have that car. But what got me thinking about that car was the John Deere, the tractor starting audio that I played. You know, this. So this was what reminded me. Oh, there's no better feeling when it turns over, man. Just think, if you're behind the wheel of your car, oh, this is a tractor, obviously, but if your car is doing this, come on. Yes! Oh, even if in the video you hear the guy go, yes. I mean, there's nothing better. Nothing better. Anyway, I remember in my car, I was living on the beach at this, just a dump on the beach, and there was other little shacks. We were all a bunch of dumps together. And I was up in the morning, I had to go to work, and I get in the car. And I did that for a long time, and it just never started. I was so bummed. But I didn't realize how loud it was. There's an old guy living next door to me. He comes out. It's not going to start! Stop trying! I mean, I could hope, right? I was praying that it would start. But it was apparently I attempted too long. I can still see him leading out the door. It's not going to start! Stop trying! Okay. I mean, I know, look, it's Fat Pile Friday, and now I've got, all I can think about is some of the events that have taken place in my first few years in Florida. Man, I mean, I've got another, when I was walking, my friend's girlfriend had a vehicle, and so she was how we got around a lot of times. And she would go to all these places. I learned Tampa Bay, the greater Tampa Bay area, before I started driving it. You know, I would just ride along. I was just go there for the ride. She would go to parties here and parties there, and we're going over to a friend's here. And I mean, I didn't have any money and I didn't have a vehicle. So, you know, she would like, we're going, just come on. I was like, okay. I'm along for the ride. And, you know, if we go places and they're giving away free food and drinks, I got no problem with that. No problem. Hey, let me hit you up for a cigarette, too. And, I mean, that's fine. But I that's how I learned Tampa Bay, man, was just paying attention to where we were, what happened. But, I mean, I was stranded a number of times at different places and had to walk back to my dump on the beach at 3:00 in the morning. And, you know, you take rides from anyone at that point in your life. So there have been a number of times when things happened during the ride that you would say, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll walk. Or, yeah, all right, fine. I don't want to walk tonight. Oh, no, that's all I'm thinking about. I was good. You don't get those days. You know, that's when America was America. Damn it. It was. Right? You know what I'm saying. You know exactly what I'm saying. No, you. Not you. You. You know exactly what I'm saying. And I see, and we'll get to actually a real story now. I'll get off of it. I'm sorry. I was walking down some stupid memory lanes. Because I was telling somebody the other day about my bus ride from Michigan to Florida. Well, that was amazing. Because, of course, I don't know, I'll get into that whole stupid story. I'll tell you the bus ride story some other time. Because that's another 20-minute story. And they're already like, well, how many stupid little stories are you going to tell? I mean, why don't you do something worthwhile? All right, well, I'll tell you this. How long have we been telling you that being fully vaccinated is just going to be up to date? It's not going to be the two shots. It's not going to be, do you have your booster? It's not going to be, you know, how many boosters do you have? It's just going to be up to date. And that's pretty much where we're at now. They're already saying the CDC wants to change that. So as of right now, if you got the double shot, you're still fully vaccinated, technically. But they are recommending that everybody get the boosters. And that's why we talked about yesterday how they changed the timeline for Pfizer. And Moderna stays the same, I think, at 6 months. And Johnson & Johnson is down to, I think, 2 months. 2 months for the Johnson & Johnson, if that's the vaccine that you got. So now, I mean, it makes sense that if you're a believer in the vaccines and that's what you're going to get, you're in the system, and that's what you're going to do, then you're just going to need to be up to date. You're going to follow the plan. It's going to be every 6 months. Now, they're not talking about every 6 months, though, right now. They're talking about, well, I guess they are interval recommendations, right? So it is every 6 months. So if you got the Johnson & Johnson, you're looking at getting a booster every 2 months? Oof. Oof. Okay. All right. I mean, nobody wants Omicron, and I don't want you to get Omicron. I don't want any of the crons. I don't want Ama or Mama or Daddy Cron. I don't want any of the crons. I don't want any family member of the crons. I don't want any of it. So if that's what it takes, then that's what it takes.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.